Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion. That makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for May the 3rd and 4th, the first weekend in May of 2014. We just keep cruising along, don't we? Yes, we do. Hey, there's something really awesome going on in Yakima next week on the 11th of May. Those of you who are into both traditional and progressive acoustic music, what a night you could have when you get your tickets to see Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck on the same show. And wow, they're touring together, and they were in that Four Sparrows quartet together. Abigail Washburn hauled Bela Fleck over to China. And Bela Fleck is easily one of the most diverse banjoists in the history of acoustic music. And he's done everything from bluegrass, straight up bluegrass, to jazz, to way, 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 way out fusion type music and to African music. And he's hooked up with Abigail Washburn and has worked with her in her endeavors, which are about old timey music and music from the Far East, China, and how that all integrates. And that has affected and influenced her playing. She's also an awesome songwriter as well, writes some pretty dark stuff. And then some pretty optimistic stuff as well. Abigail Washburn, a lot more than people think. She's not just an old-timey banjo player that got into Chinese music. Doesn't quite work that way. She's just really amazing. So we're going to start out with Abigail Washburn from her latest album called City of Refuge. And it's a very, very interesting album. It's not just banjo, not by a long shot. Lots of, like I say, good songwriting and things like that. These folks are going to be at the Seasons in Yakima, and I believe it's a 7:30 concert on Sunday, maybe 7 o'clock, can't quite remember. You need to get your tickets to Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. And the Seasons Performing Arts Center there in Yakima for Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck. Oh my goodness, here's Abigail Washburn right here and now.
I see you. watch your sunshine rise. Beautiful. Together in the corner, we will close our eyes.
Abigail Washburn, and what can you say? She does a lot of sort of poetry and some things like that, and she takes a lot of Chinese lyric and puts it into her songs, plus just her own songwriting, which is amazing. And how about Bela Fleck and all of his friends having fun bluegrass style?
Hey, I like it. Thank you. be free. Bought a man and took my paper, told me I was now free. Walking out into the open air, well, what did I see? Birds flying on a west wind, sure an omen for me. Open up my mama's suitcase, saw the holes in my shoes, kicked off my old home soil, knowing I couldn't lose. I kicked off that dried up soil, knowing I couldn't lose. From the morning through the night, weary eyes don't see the difference between the dark and the light. Weary eyes don't see the difference between the dark.
That's Abigail Washburn. So you can really see how diverse and creative she really is, not just from a banjo playing standpoint, which her earlier albums are much more about that kind of thing, but just from the idea that she can create wonderful, wonderful music, wonderful layers of music. Oh my gosh. There was electronic in there, a lot of Chinese instruments, Asian instruments, plus straight up banjo in there, and electric guitar and everything. Now, obviously, I don't think they're going to bring that kind of crew to create that kind of sound at this concert in Yakima. I think it's going to be much more banjo focused, along with her songwriting, Abigail Washburn. She really is a genius and very underrated, in part because her stuff is really hard to find. She doesn't get a lot of distribution, and so her work is only out there amongst the artsy audience when it really should be out there amongst a much larger audience. Beta Fleck, on the other hand, he plays bluegrass like he's a jazz man, and he is out there all over the place. And the two of them are going to be together at the Seasons in Yakima, and that'll be Sunday, May the 11th. And I will be there. Oh, my gosh. I'm excited to be there. That's one you shouldn't miss. And they're selling tickets through Tickets West, or I suppose you could go to the Seasons box office if it's open. I don't know. But Tickets West is the best way to do it, even though you have to pay those service charges. 1-800, what is it, 1-800-SEAT, 1-800-325-SEAT for Tickets West. So you need to check that out and get your tickets for Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck. All righty, let's listen to one more Bela Fleck from this Tales from the Acoustic Planet, Volume 3, or Volume 2. Volume 3 is the African Sessions. Volume 1, I don't know what it is. Might be a Flecktones thing, because that's where Bela Fleck is at, too. But check this out. This is fun. Thank you.
this road of life, you have Harvard pain and strife. Standing at the gates of hell, although when you hear it ring, it will end all suffering. It's God's great divine bell. Wash your hands of sin in the blood of the Lamb, but you drank from Satan's well. But when you hear it toll, heaven and earth are gonna roll to God's great divine bell. Hear it ring, hear it ring, all the joy that it brings.
How loud must be the sound. Turn this world around to God's great divine bell. To God's great divine bell.
Time, 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 half the time echoes the whole world round.
This world's gone wrong, and it won't be long till man shall fall. Well, I'll pay no mind to that earthly chime when I hear that divine bell. Hear it ring,
hear it ring,
all the joy,
all the joy that it brings.
How loud must be the sound.
Turn this world around to God's great divine bell. To God's great divine bell.
You know what? I don't want to do this one yet. I do want to do this one, but hang on, because we have to take a little bit of a break. I've always been guilty of not checking my times, and we're going to play a little. This is Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck. And before that, a nice little gospel thing, kind of a modern gospel thing from Abigail Washburn. Both going to be at the Seasons in Yakima, Sunday night, May the 11th. Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, musical diversity all across the board. Oh, my goodness. So you want to be sure and be there for that. Get your tickets at Tickets West there in Yakima. Well, you can get your tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. Anybody can call. Those of you in the Spokane or Pullman area and all that, it's quite a drive. It's a good 2.5-3 hour drive, but believe me, it'll be worth it. And, you know, you'd go to Seattle to see this stuff and spend more money and pay more money. Concert should be done by 10 o'clock. Make a road trip of it. You'll be back home by 1 in the morning, and that's okay. Alrighty? I'm doing it by bus, and so there you go. Taking a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Meyer. We're coming right back for lots more stuff. Yes, we are, and now we're taking the break here. So we'll be right back. You just hold your horses because there's lots more music, okay? Hang in there because we're coming right back. Hang on.
Thank you.
Indeed. We're back talking about Bela Fleck for a second here. We played some bluegrass of his, and now we want to take a look at his a little more of his diverse side. This is with bass player Edgar Meyer, who has worked with all kinds of folks like Mike Marshall and all that, and he plays classical bass, and he plays bluegrass, and he plays jazz, and he's worked with Jerry Douglas and all kinds of folks. Good guy, Edgar Meyer is, and he came out, as he does with so many people. And Bela Fleck, of course, you cannot pigeonhole him as a bluegrass player. Remember, he was one of the founders of the Newgrass Revival, along with Sam Bush and John Cohen and Pat Flynn and all those guys. And he's worked with the best in terms of those folks that are progressive and explorative, people like Mark O'Connor and Russ Barenberg and all those guys. So this is Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where else can you take the banjo? How many different pathways can you take that banjo? And I think that Bela Fleck has taken the banjo pretty much anywhere and everywhere, including his group, the Flecktones, which is a kind of a pop rock thing, and the Newgrass Revival and Bluegrass and all the backup work he's done. My goodness me. Along with that, wonderful. Where can you take the double bass? It'd be neat if Edgar Meyer was going to be on that show, but of course he's not. Abigail Washburn, with her incredible songwriting and her musical arrangement genius and her old-timey Far Eastern banjo mergers, and Bela Fleck together on the same stage. And that'll be at the Seasons there in Yakima. And that will be on Sunday, May the 11th. Sunday, May the 11th. And it's well worth the drive. Get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. 1-800-325-7328. And that's how it goes. Oh, my gosh. What can you say? We're going to hear more from Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn next week, because this is such a big deal in my book. And since it's my show, it's a big deal in my book. All righty? The Gothard Sisters were in between those two Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck cuts, and we're going to hear from them again. This is an interesting Celtic group, and, you know, they again do some wonderful, wonderful arrangements. I don't think they're the greatest musicians in the world, but they do amazing arrangements. I like this.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, he saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that he might someday rue. He saw the danger and yet he passed along the enchanted way. And he said, let grief be a falling leaf at the dawning of the day. And he said, let grief be a falling leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November they tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion. Queen of Hearts still making tarts and him not making hay. Oh, he loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. He loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. He gave her gifts of the known to artists who have known true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint without stint, he gave her poems to say. With her own dark hair and her own name there, like clouds over fields of May. With her own dark hair and her own name on a quiet street where old ghosts meet, he sees her walking now away from him, so hurriedly his reason must allow that he has loved not as he should a creature made of clay. When the angel
The Gothard Sisters, and a version of Raglan Road, which I don't think I have ever heard sung by a woman. And they just changed the he's kind of third person pronoun type things, and they made it work. Nice harmonies, and again, some flaws in the musicianship on this album, but some wonderful, wonderful arrangements, and they enjoy what they do. And that's what that's all about, the Gothard Sisters. We're going to hear one more from them at the beginning of the second hour of the show. Yes, indeed. Those of you in Spokane Public Radio land, remember your second hour of Inland Folk and your third hour come after the Prairie Home Companion tonight, if you're listening on Sunday. So you have a couple of other programs, and then you go back into Inland Folk. Those of you listening on Northwest Public Radio, you just cruise right on through. You get all 3 hours all at once. And those of you listening on KZUU Radio, same thing. Cruise through all at once. All righty. Well, the weather's getting warmer. It's all getting pretty nice. There will be a little bit of rain as we proceed on into the weekend, but that's okay. Just a chance of rain. Nothing to worry about. And the weather looks like it's going to shape up and start staying in the 60s for a while. And that'll be nice. There's a dance tonight in Port Angeles, the Black Diamond Center. First Saturday dance in Port Angeles, and there's one in Ellensburg. We'll talk about all of that in the calendar. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. And I'll get back to you. Love to talk. If I'm not around, just get the machine and I'll call you back on my nickel. But I have unlimited minutes and all that, so it's kind of on my nickel indirectly. All right. Okay, we're going to be right back for lots more music. We have the Rankin Family in the background from their album, The Rankin Family. And we will be right back for lots more music. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back. You just hang on because we are coming back. Mm-hmm.
Chachi.